wiener's coming. Why didn't he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
They just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So one of the toys just happened to be half-naked muscular men. All right, everybody, welcome to episode 100 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. That's right, everybody. For you, those of you listening at home, we are here in front of a live studio audience. We've got a lot of people here.
More than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That Holland money. So.
As you all know, I am your host, Steve Bisciotti. And with me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. I'll introduce them right now. Sitting off to my left is Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
And on the other side of him is Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for coming to my party.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I will say it does feel like Steve's party.
It always feels like Steve's party.
Yeah.
Do you think podcasters feel the same way?
I think that probably feels like a porno movie, to be honest.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
You think Jeremy feels like the perpetual runner-up all the time?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why are you guys so jealous? I mean, I found a guy that I really connect with. We talk about He-Man. We take our shirts off. We have a bond between half-naked men, toys, and you guys just seem to really feel like that's a threat, and it's not.
Well, it is. We've asked you to touch tips numerous times, and you guys do that like every other week.
Because my belly hits your belly before our tips can touch.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So.
Amanda, right. My wife's in the crowd right now going, "It's not funny, guys. It's really that small. It's not funny."
All right. So I'd like to thank the audience for coming. Thank every one of you. Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
It's a long trip. And we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to play a game. And Pete's going to run that game because he really thinks he should be in charge of this. No, seriously, Pete did a lot of work on this, and I have to hand it to him because I didn't do jack shit.
Does anybody notice that every time I get insulted, the only one that laughs is Heidi, and it's really loud every single time?
That's the only time I like Heidi.
Pete's going to die from diabetes. Every time.
So... we're going to play some Jeopardy, and Pete, take it away.
All right. Well, first and foremost, we've got to pick our contestants. Thank each and every one of you. There was 11 of you that signed up that said you were potentially interested. The winners of that, after Gavin so nicely called out the numbers, are in the number one seat, Dave Hunt. Yeah. In the number two seat, Mr. Eric Brink. Yeah. And last but not least, totally screwed himself. Give it up for Gavin Willard. All right. So basically, you guys, how this is going to go down is it's pretty standard Jeopardy format, except for we're talking about stuff that actually matters, not American literature and presidents and all that other stuff. We've got three rounds tonight. There's five sections of each round. Contestants, you must... answer in the form of a question, because that's how you play Jeopardy. There are some topics that we created. Of course, there's also some classic Jeopardy categories. Is that the word I'm looking for? Help me out here, Steven.
Yeah, categories.
There's also some classic Jeopardy categories that you guys will hopefully enjoy as well. If there's any questions, we'll obviously explain the category. In front of you guys, you each have a paddle. That paddle is your buzz-in. So... We are going to have, Stephen is going to help judge. When you think you have the answer, please raise your paddle. We will call on you. Please don't answer till we call on you. At that point, remember that if you get the question wrong, you will get negative points. Three rounds. There's one double jeopardy. It's going to be in the very third round. So, random selection here because we didn't. Travis, I need you to pick who's going to go first, my man.
Travis, coming up the ramp.
Timeout. You asked me to keep score. I thought that just required addition.
Well, see, and that's why I was concerned. That's why I asked you numerous times. Travis, are you sure that you want to do the numbers?
So if they get one wrong, I have to subtract.
You have to subtract. Yeah, that's the minus sign, Trav. You can use your calculator on
your phone. That sounds too hard, too. Yeah, let's do this. I'm going to pick Dave. He has done much more for me than these other two bastards.
So. That's a good point.
That's not necessarily a good thing. I don't want to know what you've
done.
Anything you want to add, Stephen?
Are you going to pass them a mic? The wireless mic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the... Yep, right here.
So, I got it.
You got it?
Oh, that's true.
So that way we can record you guys so the listeners at home can actually hear your answers. So, and then hopefully, because we want them to hear your dumb answers, they can hear our funny retorts making fun of you. So, because why else are we really here? So, all right. So, we're going to get started, you guys. So,
audience, please... Do not yell out the answers.
Yes.
Okay, please. Please don't.
First category, DC versus Marvel. That's going to be a category in which there's obviously very similar characters from each universe. Which one is similar to which? Four-letter toy lines, commonly abbreviated toy lines that we all love and play with. Transmission formers. The answers to those questions are going to be all G1 Transformer toys that all turn into some form of an automobile. Look at Booster lighting up. He's like, ah, yeah. DC movies suck. We're going to give you an indication as to what DC movie it was and that it sucks, and you're going to tell us which one. And the last category, G.I. Hoes. All right, David Hunt, it is your board. Please go ahead and select your first category. There's an on switch.
I'd like to pick DC movies suck for 100, please.
DC movies suck for 100. Nuclear Man.
Kyle Moore going crazy back there.
Some of these are going to be really hard. Some are going to be really easy. Some are going to be right there in between.
Okay, that's time.
Time. Oh, answer.
Four.
Correct. Superman 4. Yeah.
Good job, Dave.
He didn't say what is. Not in the form of a question. Yep, take the shot. We'll give you the points, but you got to take the shot. So, as you guys can see, Superman 4 came out quite a while ago at a 12% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm sorry, did you say he gets the points?
He does get the points. All right, David Hunt, it's still your board. Because he didn't say what is Superman 4. So.
I'm going to stick with DC movies suck for 200, please.
DC movies suck for 200. The answer is Martha! Dave Hunt.
What is Batman versus
Superman?
That is correct. Go ahead and leave it turned on. So. 27% on Rotten Tomatoes because DC sucks. So. All right, Dave Hunt, it's still your board.
You know, Alex, I think I'm going to stick with DC movies suck for 300.
DC movies suck for 300, and that is the Daily Double.
Oh, boy. Gavin.
What is Suicide Squad?
Yeah, you've got to wait for the answer. So.
That's not the.
No, that was just the reason for me to put boobies on the screen.
Just so you're aware, there is a picture of Harley Quinn's assets. Yes, assets on the screen.
So I'm going to go ahead and for the sake of... that's the answer. The quote was, the answer was, well, at least the trailer was good. I didn't realize I actually picked Harley Quinn for that one. So, Gavin, you get the points, and now it's your board.
Awesome. It's on. DC versus Marvel for 100.
DC versus Marvel for 100. DC's Adam is comparable to this Marvel character. Gavin.
What is Ant-Man?
That is correct. For $100.
Where is?
Where is? Your category, Gavin.
Let's do DC versus Marvel for 200.
It may be a different material, but it is hard to ignore the Marvel counterpart to DC's Clayface. Gavin.
What is Sandman?
Sandman is correct. Very good.
Was that 200 points?
That was $200, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Gavin, it's still you, buddy.
Let's Travis do DC versus Marvel for 300.
DC versus Marvel for 3. There is something wrong with your vision if you can't see Paul Bettany's DC counterpart. Gavin Willard.
Martian Manhunter.
That is correct. Take your shot. Unless you got to drive. We understand if you got to drive. Okay. We're good there. We're good there.
Very good. He's lying.
What?
He's lying. Look at
Kyle's a caring nurturer.
Kyle Moore running up and grabbing that shot.
How much was that for?
That was 300. Gavin, it's your board.
Thanks. I'll take DC versus Marvel for 400.
DC versus Marvel for 4. What does DC call their Captain America? Dave Hunt.
Pete McCarthy.
Oh, flattering yet incorrect. Eric or Gavin? And
he
didn't say. Gavin?
What is the Guardian?
Incorrect. Eric? Chance? All right. Commander Steel. Yeah, who knows who that is? Nobody. Because DC sucks. All right. At this point, it's still your board, Gavin.
I'll challenge that. Oh, it is.
Guardian carries the shield. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
All right.
You're wrong, because I'm up here, and I'm in charge.
Fuck. I lose again. Let's go G.I. Hose for 100.
G.I. Hose for 100. This redheaded soldier is stuck in a... David Hunt.
Who's Scarlet?
Correct.
When it comes to three ways, I at least know those.
Dave Hunt, that was $100.
Thank you.
Dave Hunt, it's your board.
I'm going to stick with G.I. Hose for 200, please.
G.I. Hose for 200. Nothing looks better in black leather. Nothing looks better. Eric Brink.
Who is the Baroness?
Correct. $200 for Eric Brink. Finally on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to say, for the record, that the Baroness is part of Cobra.
No one cares about your opinion, Dave.
Or yours, for that matter. It is your board, Eric.
G.I. Hose for 300.
It's hard to believe that this soldier takes a javelin into battle. Eric Brink.
Who is Lady J?
Correct. Kind of gives me a javelin.
A very little one, but.
That was 300, Travis. Eric, it's still your board.
G.I. Hose for 400.
G.I. Hose for 400. This snake gave Mainframe a chubby. Eric Brink.
Who is Zarana?
I'm sorry?
Who is Zarana?
Very good. She wasn't in a movie, so I had to pick a cosplayer. Sorry about the butt cheek. Not sorry. Not sorry.
That's okay, as long as it's not yours again.
All right. Eric Brink, still your board.
Let's clear out G.I. Hose for 500.
Closing out the hose. You owe me a Coke. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jinx. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, man. I'm stupid.
All right.
So are you, and so are you. Aaron.
Did you hear Heidi yell, "That was good," because she knows it was yours, trying to like boost your ego?
That one was just fine, you guys. Just fine.
Eric Brake, it's still your board.
Let's close out DC versus Marvel for
$500. DC versus Marvel for $500. Marvel released their Magneto just 3 months after DC released this similar character. And Gavin, just because you're smarter than me doesn't mean you can argue with my answer.
Never said I was smart.
Pretty. Matt. Dr. Polaris. Dr. Polaris. It's still whoever's board picked that category. I believe it was Eric Brink.
Let's go with four-letter toy lines for
$100. Four-letter toy lines for $100. TMNT. Oh, David Hunt.
Who are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Very good. $100 for Dave. Dave, it's your board.
Let's go with Transmission Formers for $100, please.
Transmission Formers for $100. This Autobot carried U.S. troops in World War II. This Autobot carried U.S. troops in World War II.
Wow.
Time.
No. The answer was Hound. Hound. Military Jeep, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Hunt.
Let's stick with Transmission Formers for $200, please.
Transmission Formers for $200. This race car would require its driver to wear a helmet.
You guys are embarrassing.
Jason Boonstra, would you like to wager a guess just for the sake of shits and giggles? Very good. Very good. Dave Hunt, keep going for no reason.
Well, because we're having a lot of luck with this category, I'm going to stick with it for $300, please.
All right, $300 transmission formers. A Lamborghini and a fire patrol car? Guaranteed ass. Nah. Ben Talmadge, do you have a guess?
That would be Red Alert.
Red Alert.
Next time you guys need to draw better numbers.
Okay. David Hunt, it's your category still.
Let's move over to DC Movies Suck for $400, please.
DC Movies Suck for $400. Grant Gustin? That's Grant Gustin plays The Flash on TV's The Flash. It should have been in the movie, DC, you dumbasses. And by the way, that big poster there, you can't save the world alone. Yes, he can, and he did. You couldn't do it without him. Superman didn't need you. Go to hell, DC.
Jeez.
It's your board, David Hunt.
Let's go with the DC Movies Suck for $500, please.
DC Movies Suck for $500. This movie somehow failed even with Ryan Reynolds. Gavin.
Who's Green Lantern?
Who is Green Lantern? That is correct.
This is
correct. Gavin Williard, it's your board, sir.
That one hurts.
Four-letter toy lines for $200.
Four-letter toy lines for $200. Joe Brink. Jesus.
Eric Brink.
What is a real American hero?
What is a real American? I'd like to know.
G.I.
It's the
Joe.
Men and women serving for us right now. Absolutely. Well done. Well done. All right. It's your category, Eric Brink.
Four-letter toy lines for $300.
Four-letter toy lines for $300. SWBS. SWBS. Four, three, two, one. Joe Crazy Bill, do you have a gander?
Heidi got it! Round of applause for Heidi, everybody! Yes!
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you. All right. Category?
Four-letter toy lines for 400, and we'll bomb on this one, too.
All right, here we go. MMPR. Gavin?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Morphin time!
How many? How many?
$400.
Take my points away. I'm fine with that.
I got your back, Gavin.
Thanks, brother.
What happened?
This next question is sponsored by Jason Boonstra and Old Camp. Nothing like a good pecan whiskey. It smells better when you puke it back up. All right. So, who got that one just now? Gavin did. Gavin, it's your category, sir.
Four-letter toy lines for 500.
Four-letter toy lines for 500. C-O-M-M. Kyle Moore, you should know this one. C-O-M-M.
Why, is it from the 60s? I said 60s, not 50s.
And by the way, some of these packages tend to smell like my junk.
Gay.
Gavin, it's still your category. The sad part is you still smell it, so you know, and that's crazy. And hot.
Scratch and sniff, yes or no?
Definitely scratch and
sniff. Legit. Transmission formers for 400.
This 80s styles pickup truck with a topper believes that an Autobot is only as good as the fuel in his tank. Talmadge has got a guess. Ben Talmadge.
If you guys could see their faces.
Yeah. They're totally upset and pissed. It's hilarious. All right, well, this is the category because we're closing out the first round. This Autobot doubled as a troop carrier for the A-Team in his spare time. Dave Hunt.
I was going to say, what is Hound, but I think I already went.
Yeah, it did. So that's negative 500 for Dave.
Just take all my dollars.
Gavin or Eric, a guess? Anybody in the crowd like to take a stab at this one? Ben Talmadge. Incorrect.
Oh!
Skids.
Ben said Ironhide.
He kind of looks like the A-Team van. He kind of looks like, he's a minivan.
You hear Pete? It kind of looks like the A-Team van.
Hey, Trav, how many slides did you make? Fuck you. All right. Closing out round one. Can we get a round of applause for our contestants so far?
Would you like an update on the score?
Yes, we need scores, please.
Dave Hunter at negative 400. Eric Brink, who answered three questions, at 900. And Gavin at 800.
Yeah.
I actually won one of these? Holy shit.
Eric is in the lead with his three G.I. Joe questions. Unfortunately, I don't think any G.I. Joe is in the next round.
You are fucked. So,
yep.
Dave Hunt, because you have the least amount of points, it's your board. The categories are... Oh, there's three rounds, Brink. Oh, yeah. Toy companies. Before and after. Those of you that don't watch Jeopardy, before and after are two answers put together. An example would be... I don't know. I had a great example, and it was super good. And now I totally forgot what it was. Bangable cartoons. Show friends. Those are going to be the answers. Those questions are going to be friends of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. If TMNT were He-Man. So those are going to be names that we've given TMNT characters if they would have existed in Eternia, which would have sucked because Eternia sucks. So, Mr. Hunt, because you have you're shitty, you get to go. It's your board.
I'm going to go with if TMNT were He-Man for 1,000 points.
For 1,000 points. Rhino Man. Gavin.
Who is Ram Man?
Who is Ram Man? It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles character.
Shit, I wasn't paying attention.
We're going to let that one slide.
Fuck.
We'll let that one slide. We're going to reset Rhino Man.
Shit.
Rhino Man. No, nope. It was an explanation issue. This one's pissing me off right now. Like yeah, I'm angry.
It's super.
Matthew Rodriguez. It is Rocksteady. He's a Rhino Man, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Gavin, it's okay.
Dave Hunt. Despite that disgusting effort, it's still your board.
I think I'm going to stick with TMNT, We're He-Man, for 800.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Let's do that. Slicer. Eric Brink.
Who is Shredder?
Who is Shredder? Correct. $800. Eric Brink, it's your category.
Same category, 600.
Same category, 600. Fly at Wings. Fly at Wings. Kyle Moore, do you have a guess, sir?
No.
How about Chris Middlecamp? Baxter Stockman.
Very good.
Still your category, sir.
Same category, 400.
Belly Brain. Gavin.
Who's crying?
Very good. All right. For 400, Travis.
Thank you.
Gavin, it's your board.
We'll finish up TMNT where He-Man for 200.
200. Footstow. Footstow. Dave.
What is the foot soldier?
Correct. For $200, Dave Hunt. And you got control of the board.
Am I up to negative 200 points? No, negative 1,200 now?
Negative 200.
Okay.
Nice. Here we go.
All right, we're on a roll.
Okay.
I'll go with Bangable Cartoons for 1,000, please.
Bangable Cartoons for 1,000. Come get some, sugar. And I can't say it like she can, but. Cut the answers in half.
Kyle Moore just said, oh, it's Gavin. A chick.
Who is Rogue?
Oh,
who is Rogue? Oh. Who is Rogue? Oh. Correct.
I like it, the next question so soon.
Gavin.
Bangable Cartoons for 800.
Bangable Cartoons for $800. She married a rabbit? Eric Brink.
Who is Jessica Rabbit?
That's what I'm talking about.
How much was that again? Sorry.
800. Eric Brink.
Bangable Cartoons for 600.
This Rescue Ranger had gizmos. Gavin.
Who is Gadget?
Gadget. Gavin, it's your board, sir.
We'll go 400 on Bangable Cartoons.
100 for 400?
400.
400 on Bangable Cartoons. Damn, she rocked that one-piece orange jumpsuit. Eric Brink.
Who is April O'Neil?
Incorrect. Incorrect. April's jumpsuit was yellow.
Fuck you.
So, negative 400 for Eric.
Fuck you all.
Anybody else have a guess? 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Singlet.
Travis, they're talking to you.
I just know they belong on the floor next to the bed.
With your shit stained underwear?
All right, it is the previous person's category still.
Bangable Cartoons for 200.
I have the power. Gavin.
Who is He-Man?
Aw, oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Aw, oh, yeah.
Let us fuck.
So hot.
Gavin, you're up, buddy.
Let's do Toy Companies for 1,000.
Toy Companies for 1,000. This toy company would... These are going to suck. I'm just letting you guys know. This toy company would end your sentence after your best friend denies that his girlfriend would cheat on him. Dude, my girlfriend would never cheat on me. But she has, bro. She has. Told you they were going to suck.
How much has Dave had to drink?
Okay. I worked really hard on that, Gavin.
I think a little too hard.
Whose board is it?
He had to reach a little too far.
Gavin, it's your board, buddy.
Shit. Toy companies for 800.
Toy companies for 800. Legendary whore Hugh Hefner was always surrounded by these, and we're not talking about Ninja Turtles. Gavin.
What are teenagers?
Incorrect. Eric.
What are Barbie dolls?
Incorrect. Dave Hunt, do you have a guess? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Bill's dying back there.
What are My Little Ponies?
Incorrect. Bill?
What is the toy company Mattel?
Here's the door. Sorry. What is Hugh Hefner surrounded by?
Playmates.
Playmates! Playmates! You're all killing me!
Guys, I only thought that was something that women put in their underwear.
Right. They all lost an equal amount that time.
Yes.
Gavin, it's still your board, I think? Fuck.
Toy companies for 600.
You're going to regret that.
I am.
This would be George Clinton's favorite toy to collect. David, come on. George Clinton.
The musician?
Yes, the musician. The president was Bill Clinton, not George.
I was thinking cigars.
Gavin.
What is Funko?
Funko! Yeah, we got the funk.
How many points?
600. Gavin?
Fuck, toy companies for 400.
Fuck toy companies for 400.
Fucking toy companies.
This company would be in the question you asked about a woman's sexual flexibility. Dave Hunt.
What are Bionicles?
Incorrect. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I would ask, can her legs get up behind her head?
Who is writing this shitty stuff, Steven?
That's not, that's legit. I'm innocent here.
All right, show your board, Gavin.
What category?
Let's do toy companies for 200.
Toy companies for 200. This company makes you want to protect your toaster waffle. If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you. Gavin?
What is Mego?
Incorrect. Gavin, Lego my ego. Are you kidding me?
I just also want to add that Heidi yelled Lego.
Oh, she totally yelled it out. She went, Legos!
How many points did Gavin just lose?
200.
Thank you.
200. I don't know why you want to Mego your toaster waffle, but...
You don't?
All right, go ahead,
I want to put 8 inches in my toaster waffle all the time.
It's still your board, Gavin.
Fantastic. Before and after for 1,000, please.
For 1,000.
These are going to be rough.
A blockage of the left coronary artery will kill you as quickly as this beautiful Russian assassin.
Who's Black Widow? What is Black Widow?
Close. But remember, it's before and after. We're not going to ding him on that.
Kevin's been not dinged on like a lot of questions here.
We like Gavin. Okay, fine, ding him.
He gets a negative 1,000.
Oh shit!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bill knows it.
Black Widowmaker.
God damn it.
Very good. Do we get the before
these
and after
people,
now?
These people play some Jeopardy.
Yeah. I don't. It's still your board.
Nah. Fuck.
We'll go show friends for 200.
Show friends for 200. This con promoter can never keep his two lips shut. Eric Brink.
Matt Rodriguez.
Oh. Correct. For $200. And he wasn't even in the room for it.
Oh, that sucks.
You gotta do your shot, Brink.
Stop, stop, stop.
And Bam's trying to get everybody loose up in his mug. It's your category, Brink.
Show friends for 400.
Show friends for 400. This customizer friend of the show gives Joe Crazy Bill a run for his money, and he loves it.
Who is Chris Middlecamp?
Correct. Very good. Eric Brink.
Let's stay in this category for 600.
This fiend of the show will buy your $25 figure for $5.
Who is Justin, or a.k.a. Justice Curry?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Eric Brink, clean it up when we're talking about pricks.
And I got the littlest of them all. Show friends for 800.
Another daily double.
That's not the clue. Not the clue.
I couldn't leave the daily doubles on the screen. I wrote them down and I forgot to grab. Round two, daily double.
Was the last question 600 points? Does anyone know? Or was it? Thank you.
We forgot, though.
Who's really?
The daily double, you've got a wager.
What?
Yes. So we didn't do that in the first round, but. Whose daily double is this? I'm sorry.
Eric Brinks. Brinks.
How much points does Eric Brink have?
Eric has 31.
3,100 points?
Let's be honest. I don't think he really knows.
So.
3,100.
Eric, you have 3,100 to wager.
Or
your category is show friends.
I am a Hollander, and I'm a cheap motherfucker, so it's just only go 100.
100.
Oh, you pussy.
On show friends.
I am this, a pussy.
This man, and now only Eric can answer this. This man is fit, handsome, and talented. And he has a college degree. He is nothing like us, but handles all of our show's music.
I know. Who is David Hunt?
David Hunt!
With his fiddle stick!
Question.
Yes.
That was $100 he wagered, but yes. the question... But the question was... 800, I think, wasn't it?
He's a dumbass, so he gets 100 for answering it. He's a dumb. That is how it works, Heidi, because I'm up here and you're down there.
Oh, crap. All right.
Show friends. Is that what you're going to do, Eric?
Yeah, let's just close it out for 1,000. I'll show my friends. Give him something to laugh about.
He likes to interact with the show on Facebook. His last name is a city and a state, and his first name is a city and a pervert. He likes to interact with the show on Facebook. First name is Eric Brink.
Who is Gary Rickman?
Incorrect. 5, 4, 3,
I hate
2,
you.
1. Who is Sandusky Washington III? Who we still don't know who he is. All right. So, Eric, I think it's still your category?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before and after for 800.
Before and after for 800. If this G.I. Joe staff sergeant, who was afraid of the dark as a child, recorded a song with Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yeah, yeah. That is so fucked up.
This is clever as shit. You know how hard these are?
They're really hard.
5, 4, 3, 2. Dave Hunt.
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem is absolutely incorrect. I cannot think of a worse answer than Duke Nukem. The answer is Get Low Light. Yeah! It's still your board, Eric.
This is the most stupidest fucking category I have ever seen. So let's go with this for 600.
600.
Hold on.
When do we get our check for being on here?
Soon.
Fuck yeah.
This 90s Two Princes band toured this man's country of Latveria. Latveria. Dave, who sung Two Princes? Who rules Latveria? Put them together and what do you get?
Can you sing Two Princes for me so I can think of what it is?
3, 2, 1. Spin Dr. Doom. Jesus. Are you kidding me right now?
No, that's really good.
I thought so too. Thank you, David.
I had the spin and doctor.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time to get me
to do it. Eric, it's still your
400.
Category. If Batman had organized the Justice League around a table with no corners. Batman had organized the Justice League on a table with no corners.
What is Dark Knight's The Round Table?
Bam! See?
Thanks for whoever said that. Alex, thank you.
How many points?
I don't remember. 400. Closing out the category before and after, 200. This would have been the name of the 80s sitcom if Marvel's resident speedster would have been born into extreme wealth and privilege.
Quicksilver Spoons?
Boom!
Yeah! Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Are we starting round three?
We are.
Does that mean like another...
This
is what I would like to propose. You can phone a friend now, which means if you would like to have someone sit in your seat, you will then be team, and you would go sit down, and they could take your spot. All right? Peter, you feel good with that? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm all about crushing these motherfuckers, so yeah.
All right. So if anyone would like to phone a friend, they could take your spot. It is up to you now.
But you must pick.
Yeah, can we see the categories first?
You have to pick now. I will tell you, our current score is Dave Hunt with negative 400. Not sure anyone wants that spot. Eric Brink, 2,200. Gavin with 2,800.
Oh, and we got Kyle Moore. Can we give a round of applause for Gavin for playing along with us tonight? Gavin, I'd like to congratulate you on being the smartest one in the room, but that's not that big of an accomplishment. Oh, man. Yeah. Kyle Moore, Boonstra, coming in. Eric Brink, you're going to stay strong with us?
Yeah, I got the touchy station next to me. So
nice.
Just where he likes to be, right in between touchy station.
Right in between touchy station.
I got one hand already on my left moob and one hand on my little right nut. So
nice.
Fucking excellent.
Welcome Jason Boonstra and Kyle Moore to the show. Jason Boonstra, it is going to be your category, sir, because you took over for Shitty Dave Hunt. The categories are... Character mashup. That's going to be two characters mashed together. You're going to hate that. Show Friends 2, Potpourri, and Potpourri is another one of those classic Jeopardies. You have no idea what's going to be in there. It's going to be sweet. Why Our Wives Want to Kill Us, and Obscure Toys. I got a feeling that Boonstra is going to be right up his alley. So, Boonstra, it's your deal, buddy.
Let's do Obscure Toys for 1,000.
Obscure Toys for 1,000. A daily double.
Yeah, how do I do
would
that?
Like to note that all of the daily doubles you've seen tonight are people that have actually stepped into Travis's booth because he's a pervert and he took their picture.
I didn't just take a picture of the breasts.
You have, Jason, you have negative 400 at this point, but you can wager up to 500.
Can I borrow from a friend? let's wager 500.
500, going for the gusto. I like that about you. Mattel released this tasty toy line in 1989. You could collect figures from two sides of the culinary battle, the Kitchen Commandos or the Refrigerator Rejects.
That's a question?
That's an answer.
Kyle Moore. Oh, you can't. Right. Never mind. Five. Time.
Food Fighters. All right. It's still your board, Jason. You don't lose it. We're not going to make you lose any for that because you're already negative 400. So go ahead.
Let's obscure toys for 800.
800. In 1987, Hasbro released these Knights of the Magical Light. And then Kyle Moore.
What are Visionaries?
Correct. Well done. For $800. Kyle, it's now your board.
Let's stick with it for six.
Stick with it for six. Mego made this toy from 76 to 80. They were based on a Japanese toy line. Kyle Moore.
What are Micronauts?
Micronauts is correct.
Let's keep going. 400.
For 400. This toy line debuted in 91 with characters from an 80s comic. Then got an NES game that next year where the main character, a space rabbit, rescued his team from various planets. Yeah, stumped you, bitch. Five, four, three, two, one. Anybody?
Bucky O'Hare.
Bucky O'Hare. That's what I'm talking about. By the way, that picture is actually from the recently released Boss Fight Studios. They redid those figures. They're absolutely awesome. So, Kyle, still your category.
Close it out.
Close it out. 200. In 91, following a trend of environmentally conscious cartoons, Playmates released a line of figures that are known for their bright neon colors and glow-in-the-dark weapons. Their TV commercial tagline was, "They may be gross, but they still get the girls." 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Crowd. Toxic Crusaders. Toxic Crusaders, yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
I was 19.
What? In 81? Oh, okay. That's a lie. He lied to you. Ladies, he's lying. All right, so your category, Kyle.
Let's do Show Friends 2 for 200.
Show Friends 2 for 200. This talented customizer is the king of the backhanded compliment. That is really nice. Kyle?
Who is Joe Crazy Bill?
Pow! Not how I would have done it, but it's really nice. Kyle Moore.
For 400, same one.
This regular guest host is hailed Kyle Moore.
Who is Kyle Moore?
Kylie Moore from Touchy Station. Did anybody see the category? Who wants you off his lawn and Booster to get off his ass?
Let's go again, 600.
600. Hailed as the biggest fan of the show, this friend can't figure out how to take a selfie without the camera in the picture. This friend can't figure out how to take a selfie without the camera in the picture. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Gary Rickelman. Gary Rickelman.
Okay. Sorry, Gary. When you're listening to this, sorry, Gary.
Because we know Gary's listening to this. Explain what you got on the screen.
On the screen, you guys have a 9 snapshot of Gary Rickelman selfies that are all in a mirror with the camera, his phone, in the picture.
For those of you who don't remember or may not, it looks like the Brady Bunch, and it's all Gary, and they're all pictures of Gary with a cell phone. And we should have known that. Sorry, Gary.
And Gary, it was so, honestly, Gary, it was so cool to meet you. This last weekend at Kane County, it was a highlight of the show. So
the best.
Kyle.
Again, 800.
800. This friend of the show has spent more time inside Steven than pizza. Spent more time inside Steven than pizza. Jason Bootstra.
Jeremy DeWitt.
That's what I'm talking about. Jeremy DeWitt. Jeremy DeWitt.
That's a great picture.
How many points was that?
That was 800. Jason, you're up, buddy.
In the positive, by the way.
In the positive, coming back.
Let me have Potpourri for 1,000.
Potpourri for 1,000. Hailed by many as the Polly Pocket for boys, this miniature playset featured a young hero in his magical baseball cap. Eric Brink.
What is Pokemon?
Incorrect. Negative 1,000 for Eric Brink.
What'd you just say?
Exactly.
Time.
We got an answer in the back? Mighty Max.
Yeah.
Cody, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. All right. Okay.
If it's not a pop, Cody's not in.
What?
If it's not a pop, Cody's not in.
That's true. He's kind of a poppy guy. Him and George Clinton.
Let's close out Show Friends 2 for 1,000.
Show Friends 2 for 1,000. We can say we really enjoyed Black Panther because she is our friend. Kyle Moore.
Who is Vernetta Irby?
Vernetta Irby. She's in there in the background, I think. So
you don't want to know what she was doing in that picture.
It totally looks like she's got her finger in your butt.
All right. Kyle Moore.
Why our wives want to kill us for 200?
Why our wives want to kill us for 200? It's not hoarding if your stuff is cool. Jason.
Who is Steve Bisciotti?
Incorrect. Negative 1,000 for Jason Boonstra. 5, 4, 3.
It was 200.
It was 200. Negative 200 for Jason. My bad, Jay. Toys. They want to kill us because we collect toys. Okay. They're your husbands, bitch, and him.
Why are white?
Next category. Oh, Eric Brink's got it. He's on the brink of a breakthrough. Go ahead. Whose category? It's your category, Jason. Do it up, buddy.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. For how much?
Four.
For 400. Heidi's least favorite social media platform. Jason. Incorrect. Incorrect. Toy conventions are not a social media platform. So, anybody else?
I know.
I'm not risking money.
Heidi?
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
That mic's on the table for a reason, too, guys.
Right. Right. All right, here we go. Try again. It's just still your category.
Close. Character mashups for 200.
Character mashups for 200. Both of these female warlocks like the same hue, albeit in different shades, and neither one would tolerate their slippers being stolen. Two characters, they're both female warlocks, they like the same hue, and they wouldn't tolerate... This is easy, I don't understand how you're not getting this.
I think if you have to explain the question, it's not easy.
Character mashups, two different characters, mash them together. Anybody... Okay, Scarlet something. Scarlet Witch of the West. Thank you, Chris Middlecamp. Right? That makes sense. If it doesn't, kiss my ass.
Next one, Jason.
Potpourri for 800.
Potpourri for 800. This toy line was a group of bovine heroes in the Wild West. Kyle Moore.
Who are the Cowboys of Moo Mesa?
That's all right.
They and smell they still funny. Smell like my nuts. They smell funny, too. They smell like cheese.
Kyle, you're up.
Potpourri for 200.
Potpourri for 200. Deemed the trailer park trant. Kyle Moore.
What are GoBots?
All right.
400 awesome. On Potpourri.
If you blended G.I. Joe with Transformers, this is the toy line you would get. Eric Brink.
What is mask?
Very good. Very good.
Oh, glass up. I got one.
Eric, it's your board.
Let's go with Potpourri for 600.
With smaller than Joe scale figs, what they lacked in size, they made up with their... Kyle.
What are Exo Squad?
Very good. Kyle, it's your board.
Oh, 600. Stay away from character mashup. How about Wives Kill Us 600?
275, 285, and 330. Eric Brink.
What is your guys' weights?
You're an asshole. And I know.
And I'm also right, so fuck you.
Eric Brink. That was 600.
Let's stay in that category, 800.
800. We think we are, but we are not. Jason.
What is funny?
Good looking, but we would have accepted funny, smart, thin, fun to be around, clever, witty, special, stellar lovers, or above average in the pants. Jason, it's your category.
Same for 1,000.
You gotta spend some to make some. Brink.
What is money?
We would have also accepted your mom's credit card. So,
Steven.
Eric Brink. Eric Brink.
Let's just go character mashup for 1,000 because this
do
category
it. Let's
sucks.
Let's go right to it. I'm sorry, if you can't appreciate this one, you're an asshole. Had the Joker's love interest become a different type of physician and helped people in the Wild West in 1867? The Joker's love interest become a different type of physician and helped people in the Wild West in 1867. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Brink.
Dr. Harley Quinn.
Incorrect. Ben Talmadge, do you have an answer?
Okay, I guess I didn't.
Harley Quinn, medicine woman. That's hilarious. I don't care who you are. That's hilarious. It's your category, Brink.
800.
800. Early 90s rapper turned cop who wakes up in the zombie apocalypse. Not even close, Heidi. Early 90s rapper who becomes a cop wakes up in the zombie apocalypse. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anybody?
Matt Rodriguez?
Slick Rick Grimes. Slick Rick Grimes. Brink?
600.
One is a young X-Man who loves Rogue in the cinematic universe. The other was a recent Marvel legend, Bath. Kyle Moore.
What is the Iceman thing?
Iceman thing. Now you're getting a hold of it. Nice. What? It doesn't matter. They're more than $3. They're not your toy. Closing out the last round. Character mashup for $4. $400. This super strong patriarch of an animated superhero family shares a lot with this counterpart, only he doesn't change colors.
Time.
Mr. Incredible Hulk. Honey, when's the Incredibles come out? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. It's now time for Final Jeopardy. The question, or the answer, I should say, is...
Do they have to write down the answer, like, on the show?
Yes. They do have to write down the answer.
You mean you guys didn't have this already planned out?
The category is My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. So you need to make a wager, and Travis will eventually get down there, him and Quado.
And we need to know how much we have to spend.
And he will tell you that as well. He has it in his hand.
Did you bring a pen for each of us, or do we have to share?
You're going to have to share one.
Okay. You didn't tell me how much we need.
What are we at?
You got to tell them how much they have, Trev.
No,
No, that's a cupcake.
This part of the show is brought to you by Incursion Legends, a great book series written by our own Brian Donahue right here in the back. Make sure you check that out. If you're curious, in the most recent book, there is a special agent named Pete McCarthy. Handsome, good looking, killer, monster killer. You want to check it out. It's absolutely awesome.
Jason Dave has 800 points to wager. Eric Brink has 4,200. And Gavin Kyle has 7,200.
Wow. Gavin and Kyle were cleaning up. Jason, I'll be honest with you. I prefer the old camp to the new one.
What are we waiting on?
Did you guys wager? You have to write down your wager. Have you never watched Jeopardy?
What was my number again, Travis?
7,200, Kyle. What? No, the category is first, which I gave the category. You have to wager based on the category, and then you get the question.
What's the category again?
Okay. Is everybody wagered? It is, and it's a life-size replica of Matthew Rodriguez's.
72.
And you're 84?
No, I'm at 42.
But it still gives me a buzz.
Okay, we're good.
All right, we're all good. This segment of our show has been on every episode, or damn near. Write it down. Don't yell it out. Write it down. When you have your answer, please fold your sheet in half so we know that you've answered. This segment of the show has been on every episode, or damn near.
You writing a story over there?
Yeah, I got to explain myself.
What? It's supposed to be hard, Matt, but you just pop your little blue pill and take care of business, buddy. It's okay. These guys look serious. They look serious. Would you please, well, we know who's got what. Travis, will you collect them and bring them up here, and we'll unveil them up here?
Better write your name on it so you know.
Don't write your name on it. We know that Jason has $8. And isn't that awesome to watch him run in sandals and capri pants? Seriously, what the fuck are you wearing?
I'm hot. Fireball is hot.
Fireball is hot. All right.
All right. Kyle said all of it.
So 7,200 in his answer.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy. Putting him at 1,440 and makes him absolutely unbeatable. But what did Eric Brink answer?
Eric Brink said, thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy. Wagered 4,200 for a total of 84. And Boonstra wagered $14.
Said, thanks, UPS.
Thanks, UPS guy. For a total of $1,600. That means Kyle Moore, Gavin, is our winner. Well done.
Look at that.
Are we going to give him a gifts right now?
What?
If you have gifts picked out, by all means, go ahead and do that. For your listeners at home, it was absolutely awesome. You guys totally missed out for all of this, and it was a good time. Can we get a big round of applause for Gavin and Kyle, Eric, Dave, and Jason?
I just want everyone to know that I got all my
Jason,
points
as hard
on
as
my
you
own.
Tried, you just could not fill in the hole that David had dug for you. We get it. So, Travis, bringing you down some gifts. We greatly appreciate you guys coming, being silly, and hanging out with us tonight. We're not done yet. There's some other things going on. We're going to do a little podcasting after this. And, Trav, take it away.
All right. Jason Boonstra
gets a honorary. Nah, you don't want that. Jason gets a shirt. Ah, you probably got one of those. Hold on. Let me get you something. I got you here. Hold on. Yes. Jason gets a governor from The Walking Dead. I've had it in my booth for probably 4 years and have not been able to sell it.
Wait, Travis, it the show governor or the comic governor?
It is the comic governor. It's the legit one.
Oh, it's the legit one.
Yes,
nice.
It's the legit one.
I'll give you $5 for that, Jason.
This is going to get interesting here. Okay.
Here we go.
We got a hard part. Kyle and Gavin both won this, but they split it. So, yep. Gavin gets a special buy clearance Walmart X-Wing with Poe Dameron in it. David Hunt is going to get a Retro Rags T-shirt.
Yeah.
Joe Teague was supposed to be here, is not, but I'm still going to give his shit away. Don't worry about that stain on the shirt. And who else do I got here? Eric, that shirt's not going to fit you. So,
in fact, both of those shirts are not going to fit you, sewn together.
You got a, whatever that chick's name was, Jen.
Jen Erso.
And Kyle
Kmart
Moore.
Clearance.
Kyle Moore, you get a... yep, you get a T-shirt that'll fit you. It's an extra large, might be a little big on you, and a Deadpool figure.
Yep. And it's awesome because it's urine colored. Everybody loves a urine colored shirt.
I got everybody right. That was everyone. Good.
Well, you're a loser. So.
No, I'm not.
Would you? I'm
a winner. All right, thank
Gavin
you guys.
Gavin carried you. So.
Thank you.
One more time, guys. Give a big round of applause for our contestants. Steve, all right. Back to you. The host of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast, Steven Bijeda.
All right, guys. I see there's some toys on the table. Or a toy on the table. We're going to do a little thanks UPS guy real quick.
Real quick.
Thanks UPS guy.
All right, Trav. I think you're the only one that's got anything.
Last week at Kane County, I bought a Disney Marvel Select Thanos. Who in here has seen The Avengers? Who just went saw it? Okay, we're not going to spoil it, okay? But is there anyone that saw it that did not like the movie?
Good, get out.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there we go. What an amazing movie. I was pretty excited to get that figure.
You want to trade that for a T-shirt?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I also
not even a urine-colored one?
I just picked up a Grimlock masterpiece here at the show. I think it's possibly a bootleg, but I could not care less. Because the price was right, and I think it's beautiful, and I just kind of wanted to rub it in Steve's face. You cannot touch it. All right.
Steven, what'd you bring?
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
No. All right.
I got one thing. Mezco 112 Spider-Man just came in. I'm pretty excited about it. Pop the sleeve off here. Trav, this is called opening a figure. I don't know if you knew that or not. So
I thought that was
gonna open it.
I thought that was a prize. I thought that was
no, because you already gave away prizes, so I'm gonna keep it now.
All right.
So Steven, bust this thing out. Pose it.
What do we got?
What? Oh, he's not kidding, Nova. It's fine. So we've been really impressed with the Mezco 112 figures. When the first one hit, the Captain America that hit, we were a little skeptical of the cloth clothing, but as more figures have come out, the Punisher's been incredible, the Wolverine's been incredible, the Flash, the Daredevil, they've all been absolutely incredible. So we're anticipating the Spider-Man being the same way.
Well, this figure has an extremely pungent smell. Wow. Smell that. Seriously. What do you think?
I think I had too many shots of Fireball.
Can I get a whiff? We get a whiff
it
here.
It smells like it hit me in the face.
It does. It smells like a brand new couch.
It's very...
So...
It's very rubber, leather...
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's like a new car.
Hand that son of a gun back to me.
I think it's a beautiful figure.
Absolutely.
Right. Looking at it, he's got a... Pretty good bulge. to be honest.
For a 16-year-old.
That's where my eyes immediately went, was right to his crotch.
I think this podcast has already taken enough heat for talking about nutsacks.
12-year-old okay. Nutsacks.
Yes.
So it's very interesting because, I mean, he's covered in cloth. And what I'm finding now is just trying to bend his elbows, the cloth gets stuck in his joints, which is kind of wait, I think you'd really have to mess with this to get him to look good. That's just my initial thoughts here.
So just imagine this. Okay, this is what we sit through every time he looks at a toy. Okay, imagine what that's like. You don't have to imagine, you're seeing it.
It's pretty darn awesome, isn't it?
Look at everybody got their phones out. Look at Brink, Boonstra, both of the Hunts, Amanda, Gavin, the bearded guy next to Gavin.
They're not everybody's their phones like, out to hold them up in the air.
Dylan's got his phone out. Everybody's like, oh, Steve's going to review a toy. Let's check Facebook. How are you feeling, Gavin Willard? Bored as fuck.
What do you think, Steven?
I think it's pretty cool. You really got to play with them. Because to get him in a pose, make him look good.
I think he looks awesome. Good job, Peter.
Yes. Yes.
Comes with a lot of parts, too. A lot of webs, a lot of cool webs and hands and everything else.
Nothing's ruder than somebody trying to pack up while you're still podcasting. So
hey, just remember that at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Matt.
Yep.
When I'm like, it's time to go to home.
Right. We really prefer that you guys not pack up early. Okay, Matt Rodriguez.
All right, so listener questions.
Listener questions.
We posted online today for our real fans asking if they had any questions for us, and we got some great comments, and I'd like to read some of those.
Yes.
Anthony Housel said, by the way, I've already taken 3 shots, so I think I've paid some fines. I have 1 left. I will take that one as well. All right, 100 numbered episodes and a few numberless ones. Is a very proud accomplishment. Congrats, guys. On to 1,000. Happening, okay?
If we hit 1,000, our wives may actually kill us.
No real question from Michael Redding, but he said, hey, Steve, can you do some impressions for us? Merman's voice saying, Jermies, isn't this salty?
All right. I got to get some...
He's got to get some lubrication in his throat. Jeremy's not here, so he's got to pre-lube.
What do I got to say again?
Jeremy's isn't this salty.
Jeremy?
Jeremy's.
Jeremy.
Right.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's isn't this salty.
Steven, it's a reference to saying that, hey, when I take Jeremy's load in my mouth, it's not this salty.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, I just making sure.
So Merman, he's kind of like... Rrr. Jeremy's isn't this salty. There you go.
Well done.
Thank you. Gavin, well, look at this. Serious,
oh,
buddy.
Man, oh, in the yeah. flesh.
Yep. I think we all know about length, but what about girth? Inquiring minds want to know.
Hey, Gavin, it's like getting hit with a hockey puck. It's pretty impressive. So, yeah. Super short, really wide, and like 117 miles an hour. I can get a lot of force behind this thing, man. I get running across the room. I'm like a freight train. So,
yeah, but I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I haven't seen it in quite a while. All right.
Unless you want to make love to Guado.
Yeah, Guado.
That too.
I fail in every way you possibly could.
Yeah. Bo Curley, question for Steve.
Oh, here we go.
After working for the Public Works Department for so long, have you ever penetrated a manhole?
Oh, I've been in...
Asking for a friend, Jeremy.
I have slid down many manholes. My younger years, I used to slide down more of them. But as I keep getting fatter, I can't fit as well.
That's what she said. Guillermo said, please invite Jeremy on as a special guest. I'm tired of this motherfucker, Jeremy.
Me too.
Tired of this. Son of a bitch.
I'm telling you right now, if Guillermo wants him on, I'm going to make him talk about nutsacks.
Mitchell McRoy, any toy purchases you regret making this year? Mitchell, I want to say thank you very much. You gave me a horse at a show, and I totally blanked on your name, and now I'm remembering it. You're a wonderful man. Any toy purchases you regret making this year? None.
No, I can't think of. I'm not sure I ever regret buying a toy. Oh, well, I mean, the only toy I just recently bought a comic book because I thought that's not a toy though. I thought I needed it and then got home and found out I had three of them. But yeah, no. So yeah, no. I don't ever nothing.
Peter,
Amanda and I actually picked one up recently, and it quit working like a half hour into our session. And I put new batteries in it. I tried everything, and it was a little disappointing. So the woman at the counter at Cerulea's oversold it.
Mitchell said, what toys have you brought to resell and lost money on? I will tell you a lot. I can't even imagine. Yeah, hey, Walking Dead. Nah, I got that. That was at clearance. I got that for like $3. So,
I mean, five. We love you, Jason.
Yep. He said, what toy made you the most money this year or ever?
Me?
Yeah, do you guys do, I mean, do you sell your toys? So
I mean, I do sell some toys. Made me the most money ever?
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, probably that commemorative...
He-Man set.
He-Man set. I got the five-pack recently. I traded a guy a sign for it, like an old 25-mile-an-hour 25-mile-an-hour street sign.
That he stole when he was sliding into manholes.
No. I sold that for like $350 or something. It was pretty cool.
Question for you, Steve. He also said, has any toy ever actually caused a fight with any of your wives? Or, for instance, what did you agree for the ability to buy the Hulkbuster without a fight?
I sold a rifle that was $800. I got $800 for a rifle. Rob Yeomans put it on Gun Trader for me.
Another friend of the show.
Yeah, so I didn't really. What? No, I didn't.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Courtney just accused him of selling her uncle's rifle.
I did not sell her uncle's rifle.
This will be interesting tonight on the ride home.
and probably on the ride back tomorrow.
Joseph Corzine said, want to say congrats on 100 episodes. It was so awesome getting to finally meet Pete and Travis at my first Kane County show. Seeing Steve and Joe Crazy Bill again, talking to Kyle Moore and Jeremy DeWitt, and meeting fellow fan Joe Ryan, as well as meeting some of the wives that put up with your shit. You guys continue to be a highlight of my week and hope you continue pumping out shows with Steve being enthusiastic, Pete being funny, and Travis being indecisive about all of it. Wish I could make it there tonight, but hopefully for the 200th. Thanks again for all the episodes.
Jesus, how sad is your life that we are the highlight of your week?
I hope you do make it to the 200th.
Kind of hurtful.
I gotta tell this story right now. Joseph Corzine, I met him at Kane County. Super cool guy. If you guys listened to our last episode, episode 99, we somehow, and I don't remember how, got talking about the German song 99 Luftballons. And I am in a booth with my lovely wife, Amanda. And this gentleman looks at me and pulls his phone out of his pocket, unlocks his iPhone, and hits play on YouTube and starts playing that song. Looks at me and goes, so am I supposed to like walk around behind you all day because this is your theme song? No idea who this guy is. So, of course, I got not only a boner but a huge head because I'm like, this guy's a fan. It was absolutely awesome to meet him. So,
Jason Duvall said, from one toy podcaster to another, big congratulations on hitting the 100th episode.
What? Does anybody know what podcast he does?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
We should find out.
Harley and Michaela Jackson said, congratulations on 100th episodes. Thanks, Harley, Michaela. I'll still be looking at your pictures.
Right. I totally replied to that earlier and then didn't send it. It just said, I picture Michaela typing this with a winky face. But I didn't post it.
So. And last but not least, Kerwin said, if you, your wives, and the wacky reoccurring characters of the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast were all put in the Hunger Games, who would win or what would be the outcome?
So our wives and all of our wacky friends that come on the show?
Right. Yes.
Well, Bill would win.
Bill would win, huh? That's easy. Well,
ask him.
Yep.
Bill would tell us he would win.
I'm looking around this room, and I'm going to vote for Joe Crazy Bill as well.
So here's what's funny.
He bit a bottle once? You ever tell you that story?
I've heard that story. I originally thought Joe Crazy Bill as well, but then I remembered a story where he told us that his wife could beat off every guy at this show.
Oh,
And I'm going to say it's Pam. It's definitely Pam.
But you know what? You've also got to say, you've also got to think, Boonstra's got to be in the running. The guy's half Terminator at this point. The guy's survived more shit than anybody else has. So, I mean, that's a a air in his favor. Middlecamp has unlimited access to bread, which is a great carb. You know? I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's not me. Like, I'm done. Like, there's no reason to keep me around. There's just not.
So. Thanks for all the questions, guys. I also want to say thank you to Matt Rodriguez. We say his name. Oh, there. Hey, there he is. Matt, thank you for allowing us to do this here. This was definitely a pleasure. We've been trying to figure out what we were going to do for the 100th episode, and this right here was awesome. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Give it up for Matt Rodriguez. Yeah. And Matt, thank you so much for thinking that you look good in a backward snapback. I love that about you. You don't have a care in the world, man. You just don't care. Like, I know people are going to talk about how ridiculous I look, but I don't care. You're your own guy, and I love that about you. So. Here, right here. Come on, Matt.
Come on up here, Matt. You got something to say?
Give it up for Matt Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, come on. If I had his theme music up here, I'd play it right now.
Founder of the random Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair.
None of us plan on, you run MuskieCon. Is that what it's called?
MuskieCon? It depends. A lot of people say MuskieCon, and I get a lot of fishermen that show up thinking it's some sort of a fishing event.
Yeah.
So.
I appreciate you guys choosing this event over any other Comic-Con you could have chosen recently.
I don't think you say Comic-Con anymore. I think San Diego has that on lock. You can't say Comic-Con.
Oh, my bad. CC.
Yep.
Thank you guys for doing this. It was really cool how it worked out, and technically it should have been a rental of this room, but since I got access for use the night before fee, we ended up just using it. So
nice.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah. Are there any surprises in store? Those of you that have been here, this is the third year for Tulip City.
Yep.
Second year at the DoubleTree.
Correct.
Last year, total disaster.
Correct.
With the split rooms.
Yep.
People were walking out, like, smashing stuff, crazy.
Yeah.
What did you do to remedy that this
Everybody
year?
Everybody thought the grass was always greener on the other side, which is hilarious. But then when you talk to the people next to them that made money, they just didn't complain. But, so we remedied it so that now all the toys are in the big hall. So if you don't make money, it's not my problem.
It's a good point.
And all the artists are over here. I think we have a couple really famous guys. There's Rosema.
Scott Rosema.
Scott Rosema.
Yes, from Muskegon, actually.
From Muskegon area. Yeah. I can't pronounce this guy's last name. He filled out an application.
It's DeWitt. Jeremy DeWitt is who you're thinking of.
Okay, DeWitt.
Yep.
And then Steven, actually one of your hosts, recently got into the art game this past couple years, which I'll let you guys know, our first year at the... for Tulip City at the Civic Center here in Holland, I was on a panel with Scott Rosema.
Yes.
And there was a starry-eyed dreamer listening to this discussion.
Just getting filled with your inspiration. Just taking all your inspiration.
Exactly. Three rows back, and I didn't really know him yet. And there was this guy, and he raised his hand. Any questions? Yeah, my name's Steven.
So exactly how I talk.
Yeah. What if you didn't go to college and you haven't done art in a long time? Is there still a chance? And I looked at this young boy with big arms, and I said to him, you know what, Steven? Keep dreaming. Never stop. Never quit. Start drawing. Buy yourself an iPad and go get it.
Steven, even if you shoot for the moon and you fall short, you're going to land among the stars.
And he showed up all of a sudden to the next show, and he had all this wonderful artwork. Now, he had a few small pieces for the first show.
Yep.
Some little kid rolled up with a broken leg.
No, Matthew, it wasn't broken. It was missing.
Missing.
Okay.
And he said, excuse me, sir, can I have one of your art prints? And Steven isn't selling anything, let's be honest, at this point. He was still really new at this, and they weren't that great. And so he says, sure, and he signs it, and the kid pays for it. And you know what I always recommend to people, if they don't look like they're all there, if they're missing a limb, mentally, physically, in any other way, you give him a second print. You make the kid's day. He gets
so you've got a lot
eyes.
Of free prints? Because you don't look, you know, you said if they don't look like they're all there. So artists must give you free prints a lot.
I'm being funny right now, oh, not okay, you. Ahead.
Steven, you have to remember it's easier for Matt to give away the prints because he's already paid the artist to draw them for him. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
So. Exactly. So I told Steven, why didn't you give him a second print? And I don't even remember what happened.
And Steve said he didn't have a second leg. He didn't need a second print. And I was like, that's cold-hearted, Steven.
So in 3 years, now you'll see him tomorrow. Steven's got a beautiful booth. His wife's here. She's probably going to sign art for him. No?
No. It's my art.
And then Travis heard how much money Pete made at his booth last year, so Travis joined the game. It's been a great little run for you guys, so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Matt.
I don't know where the hell that was going, but right. I just
By the look of the face of the crowd, they didn't either, so that's awesome. So,
that's a cool hat.
Thank you.
How much was that?
I believe we were selling them for 20.
You're selling them for 20 here at this show?
No, we're not selling them here at this show. This, you had to come to my show to get it. So.
Oh, okay. You had to come to this show to see this, though. So.
What?
True.
Right.
You had to be here.
You're one
to
up
see this.
On them.
Right. You had to be at my show to see Matt Rodriguez in skimpy short shorts.
I had leggings underneath because there were kids.
I see your voice is back.
My voice is back.
Y'all healed up?
I do not have a ball in my throat anymore.
Oh, you will. You throw ready for a pound.
Steven's like,
now?
I've got a ball in my throat every other Tuesday at the Cloud 9 Studios.
Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap up shortly here. I just wanted to give Travis and Pete, if there's anything you want to say to me about, you know... Thanks.
Thank you, Steven. Steven handles all the technical stuff, so when our podcast doesn't show up like it's supposed to and only half of it plays, that's who you need to talk to, although it seems like I'm the one that always is answering those questions.
Right, why do I get the text message, hey, I can't play this episode?
But, Steven, I want to say thank you very much. Also, really quick, Joe Ryan sent us some, I think the word is IPA beer that his... I think I want to say his sister made. He said, I want you guys to drink this on the podcast. I drank my two already. So now, Pete and Steven, you need to shotgun your beers. And I want to say thank you very much, Joe Ryan. You are a faithful fan, and anyone that gives us gifts will get talked about on this podcast. Just remember that.
Just remember that.
It's not bad.
One thing that we've got to do, Steven and Travis, is we've been... You know, when we first started talking about this podcast, we're sitting around the tables there at the campground, and Steven says, hey, I want to do a toy podcast, and I want you to be a part of it, Pete. And I said, you know, I don't know if I've got enough time. And Travis, we were like, hey, Travis, you want to do a podcast? He said, yeah, I'm really interested, but not so much. So all said and done, we started this podcast, and... we were trying to think of a name for it, so I racked my brain for weeks, and I thought, you know what? All these things we do upset our wives, and we thought, you know what? Let's call it the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast. So the question that I have for the wives who are, where'd your wife go, Trav?
I think she's in the bathroom sending me snaps.
Oh, cool.
Jesus.
So if it came down to it, Courtney Bejeda, and you had to kill Steven... How would you do it?
Smother him with those breasts.
Oh my God. I'd probably poison him.
Do you have a specific poison in mind?
Probably fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
God, it sounds like she's
throwing
out.
Wow, that,
Jesus.
That's absolutely crazy. Ms. McCarthy, if you had to kill me, what would be your preferred method to kill me?
In the ballroom with a candlestick.
Nicely done. In the ballroom with a candlestick. At this point, I'm totally curious where she's going to put that candlestick. We'll talk later. And Heidi, unfortunately, is not here. Does anybody want to wager a guess how Heidi would kill Travis? Anybody in this room?
Phoenix.
The Phoenix. Just totally just torch him.
Releasing Quado.
I thought you meant the cat. Did you mean the cat?
He didn't mean the cat, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
Phoenix.
I thought it was an X-Men reference. That's my fault. That's why I'm the idiot of the show. So, does anybody have, since I'm out here, does anybody have any questions for us live right now before we wrap this up? Anybody? Just, you can go back to the room. You don't need me. You got a key? So, E. All right. Well, I guess my wife says we're going to wrap it up. So, here we go.
All right, Pete.
Steven, Travis, anything before we go?
I would just say to the listeners out there that your guys' support, the people commenting every week, that's why I think that I would never stop doing this. As long as you guys are doing that, I'm in.
Travis, anything to add to that?
Have a nice night, everyone.
Woo!
All right, Pete, wrap it up.
Wow. Here we are, 2.5 years in the making, wrapping up episode 100 of the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. It's been a great run so far. I want to say you're welcome to Travis and Steve that I've stayed on this long. I've had other offers. I've kept them at bay at this point, but eventually we'll break up. We'll get some sort of a behind the music and we'll tell our stories about how we were great friends and then it all fell apart. But until that point, we're going to keep recording as long as you guys keep listening. So again, thank you very much as we wrap up this episode. Go see Infinity War. Make sure that you stop tomorrow at the Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair right here at the Holland Doubletree. Doubletree, Holland Hilton, Trip, something, whatever. Cheers. What? That's true. You won't hear this before Tulip City, but... it's been an absolute pleasure. It has been fun, you guys. I appreciate you bringing me along for the ride and allowing me to put in 95% of the effort. It's been a good time. So until next time, you guys, for Stephen Bisciotti, your host, Travis Bowles, co-host, and I am Pete McCarthy, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.